on CITR is Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
If you email us, we'll send you a free dolphin.
Or at least a recording of Tanya's dolphin call.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Robin B. Little Tank there on the radio. Lolly, lolly, go, what a show. Friday morning, 9 to 10, 101.9 FM. Lolly, lolly, golly, what a show. Lolly, lolly, golly, what a show.
And I'm Jake.
And we host a show together every Friday morning.
It's called Up on the Roof on CITR 101.9 FM.
We play music.
We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's pretty good. You should tune in.
Tune in, fools.
Suckers.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was awesome. I have CJ in the studio with me, CJ Brabant, and hello, welcome.
Hey.
How's it going, bud?
I'm very good.
Very nice.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we just heard the Carbonas, and the song we heard is Don't Know Why from their self-titled record, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's good. It's got that nice Ramones-y on caffeine feel to it.
Yeah.
You're hearing it a lot these days on the West Coast, but...
Hold on, sorry. Oops. Let's try that again, I think.
Hi, everybody.
There we go.
How are you? I'm today's guest.
This is CJ. His mic wasn't on. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
That's okay. We're professionals.
We are very college.
So we were just briefly talking about the first couple of tracks that we played for you guys. The first one was well, of course, the Ramones. Everybody knows them, and I brought that in because it's one of Anita's favorite songs, and
we all
love the Ramones. And
thank you.
If you keep your eyes open and your fingers crossed, Halloween time's coming soon, and we may get to see the Ramones pop their heads out. So look out for them. But after that, we heard the Carbonas, a band I don't know much about. I picked this record up about a year ago. It's on a fantastic garage rock label out of Memphis called Goner Records. Many of you guys probably know of that label. So, I'm just going to be hanging out with Anita, playing stuff for you guys and providing info and just enjoying this new CITR space that's absolutely beautiful.
It is nice, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah. And so, speaking of the Ramores, first of all, let me tell you all that this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, where Canadian music is played. But whenever I have a guest host, I'm just so happy to have some people.
Yeah.
And I love it when people say to me things like, oh, you have to play Canadian music. And I'm like, dude, you're in a band and you are in Canada. Like, hello. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it's funny that you say
there's so many good Canadian bands.
Yeah, the more I think about it, there's so many great bands up here. It makes sense to play them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on board with the whole Canadian content thing. So it's almost school time. And and I don't think this is going to be a mellow show. I think we're going to play, we're just going to keep playing some rock and roll. Is that cool with you, Anita?
Please. That's my deal.
All right. Well, I'm just happy to be here. So I'm going to play another random record. This is actually quite far away from Canada. This goes, this comes from Tokyo, a band called Firestarter. And this is on their self-titled record. And we're going to hear the song, The Last Minute,
awesome.
If that's cool with you guys. Their guitar player-singer was most notable. His name is Fifi, and he's most notable as being the singer-guitar player of Teen Generate.
I was just going to say, whenever I think of Japanese punk rock bands, instantly I go to Teen Generate.
Right, Teen Generate or Guitar Wolf.
Wolf.
Of course.
That's, you just read my brain.
So, but this is more, it's more mellow,
interesting.
This is what happens when you get older, I guess. You kind of lose, I wouldn't say you lose the punk, but you kind of turn it into rock and roll and listen to a lot of Rolling Stones and have children and
shut up.
Things like that.
Are you describing me? You are.
Maybe.
You are, actually.
But that's okay.
Actually, you know what I was thinking about just today, CJ?
What's that?
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Okay.
I think it's funny. I was just seriously, here was my thought. I was like, I think I want to get a tattoo because I have one hidden stupid tattoo. It's nothing interesting. But I was like, I might get a tattoo, and I want to get the Rolling Stones lips. And then I thought, maybe that's a really bad idea. That's kind of lame, is it? The Rolling Stones lips,
it's just, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's lame, but it's funny. It's like a timeless thing, I would be 10 years old at my buddy's garage and seeing, his dad come in
and he'd have that
Rolling Stones tattoo in his arm. So it's kind of one of those timeless things. I don't think it's bad.
I don't think it's bad, but it's very, what's the word called? I guess it's very...
just don't get it put on your lower back
something. No, right on my ass.
That would be okay.
I'll get it.
We get an opportunity to show it off. Well, I think that's the best part.
God. It's just very cliche is what I was trying to find. You know what I mean? It's like the Rolling Stones. I'm like, I'm so original. And guess where this thought happened? At the PNE, as hordes of just trashy people are walking past me.
Hey,
my favorite moment was this guy.
Trashy. Oh,
What was he was wearing? Lamb of God t-shirt. This big overweight dude with just nasty. And he's got two like little children who are just, and it just like the people you see at the P&E, like, oh, well, I wish I could have. I was almost going to take pictures and Instagram them, but then I thought that's kind of mean. Like, you know what I mean? I felt like making fun of people publicly. And then I was like, no.
Well, just be happy. Like, you don't live in the U.S.
No,
you know?
I know.
It's a bit different.
Yeah, it's a little. I used to live in Louisiana.
Okay.
Try so going to like.
You can speak.
The yeah. Festivals down there. Oh, yeah. By the way, CJ, you're very tanned.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time outside.
You have a nice color. You're not
kids.
Burnt, though. You have like a nice golden copper tone glow to you, your face.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. I'm always tanning.
You know? You look quite healthy.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, good. Let's move on. We're going to listen to this band from Japan.
Yeah, Firestarter.
Okay.
The evolution of, I guess, Teen Generate. It's two guys from that band. And yeah, it's more rock and roll.
Okay.
It's not so
cool.
It's not so edgy, but
okay,
I think you guys will like it.
2000, the year 2000 this record was released.
Right. It's taking you back.
How are we doing here? Is it on turntable one, turntable two?
It would be turntable one.
Okay, so I have to hit. Let's start the fire, buddy. Isn't that Billy Joel lyric? Okay, here we go. Ooh, that was good. All right, CITR is the station.
Last minute, what's up, these words to you?
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we just heard a band called Eyes, or The Eyes, I'm not sure, and from a 7-inch called TAQN, and my friend Karina, who did this show with me a while back, like maybe half a year ago, we were trying to find this song, actually, and we came across another band called The Eyes, who are actually British psychedelic rock band, who ended up being really good. And I accidentally played that band, The Eyes. And this is the band that I should have played. Now, I don't know much about them except to say that this, we played a song. It was from a 7-inch of theirs from 1979.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Good year.
And it says here, well, the label is Danger House. And I'll be honest, I know nothing about the band. I wish I could find out more information about this band. There's nothing on this band, The Eyes, except that I thought they were good.
It's really neat that you say it's from the late 70s, because it's got that, you know, that evolution of kind of punk feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
the
almost,
keyboards, that
it's,
kind
yeah,
of almost it's, like
it's
new wavy.
It's almost like new wavy, but yeah. You know, but a little bit more caffeinated. You know,
totally.
They went out and had too many sodas, but
totally.
But it's great, and also I hear, you know, a little bit of Evaporators in there.
Oh,
too.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, totally. Good call
so,
there.
Yeah.
So there we are. There we go. That was Eyes. Now, before that, we heard some music that CJ brought in. So I've got CJ Brabant in the studio with myself, Anita B, here at CITR. And that was actually really awesome. And you must be super stoked. We heard the Flexi from...
Actually, you're...
No, we didn't.
Quite not right.
I'm totally not right. I was so excited.
We heard a band called The Lion Traps. And I said that really loud because you just have to when you say their name. Lion Traps are from Victoria. They are rocking right this second. They're a garage rock band, I guess. A little punky. But we heard the first two tracks from their fantastic 12-inch that they released about 8 months ago. It's out on their label, Screen Test Records. And we heard the first kind of intro track, and the second thing was called Shock Appeal.
Very awesome.
So yeah, if you get a chance to go out and see them, please do, because they are really fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard their name around town a lot. I've seen a lot of like reference to Lion Traps, but that was my first time hearing them. So good job.
Yeah.
Thank you, CJ. And then before that, I was starting to go there was the Jolts. Tell us about that, CJ.
Oh, Vancouver's finest. Can't really mess with them. Not even in a back alley. They're really, really fantastic. I'm in a band called The Repossessors. You know, we make rock and roll, but they make very good rock and roll. And we got a chance to put a new record out with them on Not Your Buddy Records. It's a flexi disc, which it takes you back to the 60s. These things were originally designed in Russia. They're very cheap, square records. You can fit about 6 minutes of material on each side. They're very cool. The format is still around. And
they're square for people who don't know. And those are the things, like, for example, like way back when, because I'm old, I used to collect Mad magazines.
Right.
And they used to put sometimes records.
Of course.
That were stapled in there.
Yeah,
and it was like a flexi, the equivalent of a flexi disc, I
right.
guess.
They were a novelty, you're right. They were a novelty ever since, like, I would say the late 60s. I mean, the Beatles picked up on this, and they did flexi postcards from 1967 to 1969, I believe, where they would give greetings, like holiday greetings on flexi discs to their fan club members.
Oh, isn't that cute? And
before that, it was, of course, a way for the country of Russia to make or to create the 7-inch records of popular music that was being banned at the time.
Oh, interesting.
Of course, the Beatles were one band that was actually banned for a couple of years in Russia. So it's really the evolution of flexi records. And we wanted to jump on that boat and just be as cool. And so we are happy to release this record in the next couple weeks. And you got to hear.
We have to hear. Yeah. So we heard the Jolts' song, Microwave Kids. Now your band,
The Repossessors. Don't microwave your kids. Really, don't microwave your kids.
Let's listen to that in this show. We'll hear that very soon.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
That's coming up.
I'll play that for you.
And what's that song called?
The song I'm going to play from us, The Repossessors. I don't know, but I guess I'll just play you a song about burning down houses called Arsonist.
So that's the name of the song on the other side of the...
Right, yeah. There's actually two.
Do you guys... So it's a four song.
Oh, yeah,
split.
Yeah. We wouldn't rip you off. There's four songs
on it.
You
never know, because sometimes you'll find 7-inches with like six songs or like four on each side, like the odd ones.
Yep,
I don't know.
It
happens.
It happens.
And then what do we hear before that? Oh, Firestarter. Yeah. Okay, good.
Right, so we're all caught up now.
Yeah, we are all caught up. It's 7:04. It's already August 26th. Crazy. Yeah. And I say that, well, I should really bite my tongue. CJ and I are both teachers, actually, so we have a lot in common.
Yep.
Meaning, like, this is the time of the year where we start getting a little jittery. Like, is it like I'm not looking forward to September.
I wake up and cry.
I know. Yeah, no, totally.
You know, I go to bed and cry.
Yeah.
No, I really don't. Being a teacher is quite an interesting job. I recommend people do it. It's not like going to a construction site. Everything is different every day, and it'll keep you on your toes.
It will.
That much.
It totally will. And CJ teaches elementary school.
I do.
And I teach high school.
Woohoo!
And so,
We got you covered.
We got you covered. That's
we
right.
We could start our own school.
We could. Imagine right. that. We have our own school of rock.
Right.
All right. Now, what do we have next? Do I have anything lined up? No, you're so organized. I think you have something lined up.
I do have something organized.
We got something in the CD here.
Yes, I have something in the CD player. I feel weird saying that, but I do have something in the CD player.
Yeah.
It's okay, so the band that I am going to play now they're called Daggers.
Okay.
And unfortunately for us, maybe some of you guys have seen them. They are a Vancouver band, or were. Their last show was this last Saturday at Lanaloo's.
Oh, was it really?
And let me tell you, if you did miss this band, you really missed something special. Because they, for some reason, they kind of stayed under the radar for the time that they're around. And I just really amazing, really amazing band with so much energy and so refined. Just fantastic. So as my tribute to that band, The Daggers, I'm going to play a track from a Not Your Buddy compilation. And the name of the track we'll tell you a little bit later because it's across the room and I can't quite get to it right now.
Okay, cool. And here we go. You're listening to myself, Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, with CJ Brabant on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
tastes actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Cable.
All right, that was super rad. That was Jeffrey McCloy with his band Fashionism. And I say his name because we heard some other stuff from him as well prior to that. But let's first of all talk about the Fashionism new 7-inch. Fashionism, as I was telling CJ, who's here with me, they're my favorite band. They're my most favorite local band and potentially, if not one of my top three, maybe in Canada right now. I love Fashionism. And I just saw their 7-inch release party at the Astoria. Yes, it was at the Astoria. And they and the thing is, not only is their music good, but their live shows are so extra special. Jeffrey puts so much effort into connecting with the audience. He really does. Like, if you're standing kind of in the front row or anywhere close, he'll, like, really, like, make eye contact with you, and he'll really, like, he'll draw you in, and you
Anita's
feel so
in
special.
Love.
No, I'm not. But let me tell you, well, I am. I'm totally in love. He's married. I'm nothing like that.
Okay,
but when they're live, you just love them all, and not just Jeffrey, all of them. But the best is Patrick. You know Patrick from Hosehead Records.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick was, he looked fairly inebriated, which I was. We all were. It was the Astoria. And watching Patrick's face, watching Fashionism was such a treat. I got some pictures because Patrick looked like he was about to explode with his smile, his presence. He looked like he was on the verge of tears. Like, he was in the front row. Just him and Jeffrey had a little love fest. Like, the you know, Cupid's arrows were, like, aimed at each other's eyes.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. And it was such a good show. So anyways, that's my little review of the Fashionism show. And then the Transmitters we heard before that.
Yeah, the Transmitters. And I want to say something quickly about Fashionism, too. It kind of blows my mind. I mean, if you ever get to see them, at first it was kind of a bit of a hard sell for me, to be honest with you guys. But I've seen them now about 4 times, and I'm really, like, starting to fall for them. I mean, in a good way. It makes me feel like I just rode my Vespa up, you know, with my parka on and took my glasses off and walked into the club. And when a band can make you feel like that and take you back that far with a new feel, it's pretty amazing. And these guys aren't just playing, you know, your boring punk rock riffs. They're actually creating some really cool music. And so, yeah, I mean, really one of the best in the city right now.
Yeah.
There's really no
And theatrical. Theatrical. So they put on a show.
But in a good way.
Theatrical in a good way. I mean, so they all look stylish, first of all. Fashionism fits them. They are talented musicians and theatrical in the sense that they have a Bible, the Fashionism Bible, and they've actually put together a bunch of, like, words and bunch of things on pieces of paper, statements, I guess. And when Jeffrey gets up there, he proselytizes and he's got his little pieces of paper.
I just think it's coolest thing ever, like, when a band puts each member on a button.
I know, totally.
And sells it. Like,
yeah.
That's the coolest ever. Like, I don't know if you guys know Joshy Atomic, but I seriously want a Joshy button. Like, I will sport that anywhere I go. Like,
I know.
That is the coolest.
And for those people,
I don't know who thought of that.
Yeah.
Maybe Joshy thought of it, but it's awesome.
And who don't know, so the new 7-inch features, well, it's already sold out. So Robin, the gorgeous lead, not lead singer, but the gorgeous bass player, she's done. Like, she's sold out. So you cannot get any
more.
She's
sold out.
Yeah, she's sold out. So the new 7-inch
we'll
is comprised
Robin.
Of like the 4 members on the cover. So you can get the Robin one if you want, which is, sorry, sold out. Alex, I kind of want the Alex one, though. Alex looks so cute. His hair's all tousled.
Of course you would.
Alex. Then there's the Joshy, and then, of course, the Jeffrey one. So, their marketing and everything about this band is just stellar. But anyways, so there you go.
So, okay. So, yeah, right. So before that, I mean, we heard the Transmitters.
Yes, let's talk about the Transmitters.
Is really closely related. Jeff, the guy that Anita's in love with here.
No, I'm not. Please.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But
don't start rumors like that.
I'm not starting rumors, but he sings for this band, the Transmitters, which still is... They still exist. They play once in a while. You just have to keep your eyes open. And they consist of a lot of amazing people. So not the same as Fashionism, but Jeff, the singer, is from the same band. So, Transmitters, amazing. So
now, but here's my thing. Because back in the day, like, didn't the Transmitters have a different singer as well?
The history of the Transmitters, I can't really tell you about.
If I'm not mistaken, they did. But anyways, but whatever. Okay, let's move on. Okay, now before the Transmitters, we heard Daggers.
The Daggers, yeah. Yes. And I kind of gave you guys a bit of info on them.
Did we talk about them already? Yes, we did.
We did, yeah. And it's interesting. The only thing I'll note on the Daggers is that they must have been played on CITR before, because we did a little search on the CITR computer, and all their music was actually there. So those guys have made their mark on CITR, is great, because I'm glad other people have heard them. They're fantastic.
Awesome. Okay, what do we have coming up next here, CJ?
A record that I dug out of my collection that I've never listened to in my entire life, but I bought at a show about 2 years ago by a bunch of really fantastic Vancouver women. And they were in a band called Love Cuts. I don't actually know if Love Cuts still exists, but they were all girls from Vancouver, and very loving and nerdy at the same time. I mean, it's a good kind of feel. You know, it's not a bad feel for music. You know, it didn't make you feel dirty. It didn't feel like going to a metal show or something. It's kind of happy. It was kind of feeling like
After
school.
The Dead Boys always make me feel dirty. Whenever I listen to them, I feel just so like violated.
Well, Dead Boys are okay, but you know.
But I'm just explaining.
After my third Gigi Allen record, I really feel awful.
That's like way worse.
Right, but
sorry.
I didn't
mean to interrupt. I'm just trying to like throw out the spectrum, if you will.
The spectrum, exactly.
So if there's a spectrum of Gigi Allen, and then maybe the Dead Boys a little further in the middle, and then you've got at the other end, you've got Love Cuts.
Love Cuts from Vancouver. Okay. And so we're gonna play the second track from this 7-inch that I would say came out about 3 or 4 years ago, and I believe that they released it. And the song's called Lone Wolf.
What's it called?
Lone Wolf.
Lone Wolf.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So this is Love Cuts. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus,
located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sienna.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Yeah, I'm here to see. want and don't want to roll. Never let's do anything you want and don't want to. So let your hair down. Let your hair down. Let your hair down. Let your hair down.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We have the lovely CJ Brabant in the studio here with myself, Anita B. And tell us about that band there, please.
Well, I don't know. The first thing I'm going to do is change my name from CJ Brabant to CJ Salami. So
please
refer to me as CJ Salami for the rest of the night.
Why Salami?
I don't
know.
Is
this like a sexual reference?
No, it just sounds good.
Sorry,
you know, it kind of rolls off the tongue. You know?
The Grand Salami.
Salami. Easy to say, right?
Okay. Not a baseball reference?
So anyways, yeah, so it's going to be Salami from here on out.
Just plain old
but,
Salami.
Yeah, we just heard the Devil in the Wood Shack.
Okay.
I don't know much about them, aside from their bloody brilliant. They kind of take rock and roll and strip it down a bit. They're, as far as I know, they're from Vancouver.
Uh-huh.
They are also a Not Your Buddy Records alumni, but they're just bloody fantastic, and they play out quite a bit. So, you know, please go see them. I mean, it kind of takes you back. It's a little down home. You've got your acoustic guitar and your upright bass, and I think there's a bit of mandolin there, and it might even be a dulcimer in the background. It's interesting. Not your average stuff. So
no,
but I like it. It still fits in the rock and roll genre. So.
Very nice.
There you go, guys.
There you go, Devil in the Woodshack. All right. Then before that, we heard That Is My Favorite Mandelbaum Song. It's so good. It's called, wait a second. It's not called Take It Up a Notch. That's the name of the record, I think. And the name of the song, I messed it up. I did not put the correct song name down. But you can find it on Bandcamp. And the Mandelbaums are led by Dylan Reistad, who lives on the island, right? He's in Victoria now, right?
He is in Victoria.
Yeah. And there were three pieces. They played like back in May, and I was really impressed with their set. They played with Poor Form. They opened at that place. I think it's called 333. Have you been there?
Right.
Or is
I
it
have been there.
33.
Yeah. It is 333.
It is 333.
There's 33
yeah.
in there. Yep.
So, and it was really awesome. And those guys are actually quite nice. I've ended up chatting with a couple of them. And the Mandelbaums, Dylan, I guess, is most sort of famous for being. Well, previously, what, in the Jolts?
He was in the Jolts. He was in the Ramones. He's been in, he was in the Bad Amps.
Bad Amps? Look, I've got a pin. I've got a Bad Amps pin on me as we speak.
And really, just generally, like, an amazing rock and roller who's done, you know, he plays, you know, other music aside from that. But really, just amazing. He's got that down perfectly. And you know, I can't say enough good things about this guy.
He's a tall guy.
He's tall. He's also... responsible.
And he's tall and responsible.
And good looking.
So, yeah, you
know,
well, yeah.
You got three things in one package. It's not bad.
You know what it's called? It's called I'm Splittin'. That's the name of the song.
Well, and all right. We've cleared it up.
Just I have to get that for SoCan so they get their proper money.
Right.
The whole, you know, the Mandel Bombs, of course, is a Seinfeld reference. And if you look at their artwork, if you go to their band camp, you'll see it. It's just chock full of Seinfeld references. So there we go. Now, before that, we heard this awful band. I don't know why we played them. They're called the Repossessors.
Wow. You know, the
Reprogrammers?
Reprogrammers?
The Repressed? The Repressed?
No, they existed before.
No,
these guys, I don't know. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Who knows much about them? But they're just a really crappy two-piece garage rock band.
We needed to fill the time.
Anita, you know, she just, you know, whipped something off the wall to fill in the time.
Well, we were running out of time, so.
But no, to get real, the Repossessors, that's my rock and roll band, and you heard a track called Arsonist. It's from our new Flexi record that's out with the Jolts on Not Your Buddy record in about 3 weeks. It will only cost you about $8, so please order it from us, and, you know, you can maybe ride your bike for 3 bus trips and you'll get a free record. So it works out well.
Totally. And the Repossessors, tell us that you guys are a two-piece?
We are a two-piece. It's just me and a guy from Detroit.
Oh, he's from Detroit?
He's from Detroit. I'm from Milwaukee.
And
so
I'm from
Windsor.
So
basically you get zero Vancouver styling from us. You get more of, you know, factory car making, blue collar, you know,
Rust Belt.
Growing up across the street from a parking lot type of feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a fun ride. We've been together for about 4 years and yelling at people for about that long. And it's been a damn good ride. So, you know, I really, really want to thank everybody for being around for the Repossessors. And we're going to keep rocking it until our drummer gets kicked out of the country.
And so, okay, being in a two-piece band, when you record, is it just guitar and drums? Like, do you throw any bass in there?
There's no bass.
No bass at all.
I had considered that, but to keep a real stripped-down sound, there's no need, really.
Hmm. Interesting.
And, why BS people? You know, when you show up to a show, you don't have a bass player.
That is true. So like,
everybody's got some bass riffs in their head, and they're like, well,
that's
did he not show up? Did he get caught
at
the border?
No, totally.
Is he in jail?
No, good for you. You should not do that. But,
keep it real, yeah.
And so you did mention that your drummer is, what, like 18?
18? No, gosh, no.
I thought you told me your drummer was 18 on the way.
Oh, that's a whole other endeavor.
Wait, who was 18?
Well, CJ here is rolling off a new band with a couple of other people.
Oh, and I'm confused. I was like, the
18-year-old. One of our members happens to be underage. So
okay, so tell us about this new band.
We won't be showing up at any bars.
Okay, I'm confused.
Soon.
Okay, so rewind then about the 18-year-old. This is a new band.
Okay, gosh. Anita wants to know about the 18-year-old. Well, okay, so I'll tell you
about
him.
I'm a cougar. I'm really... Tell me more about Mr. Underage.
Oh, I'm just having fun here.
Okay
so no. Anyways, getting back to the Repossessors or wrapping that up.
Okay.
We're going to be around for as long as we can. And we are loud and obnoxious and we scream at people. And it's pretty fun. So, and we're really thankful for everybody that's come out to see us. And yeah.
But tell us about the 18-year-old.
Okay, well, so the next step for Mr. CJ here, me CJ Salami, is to move on to something a little bit more refined, I guess you would say, you know, with a bass player and a lead guitar player and a drummer that sounds like Mitch Mitchell, and looks like Mitch Mitchell as well.
The 18-year-old.
He does. He's got that fancy hair. He's actually from London.
London, England, or London, Ontario?
London, England.
Okay. Oh,
I wouldn't mess with you on this one.
Oh, okay.
And he's just got that that jazzy feel, you know. I mean, he can roll around you like nobody's business, and to play music with somebody like that's pretty cool. You got a lot of options. So we'll see what happens in the next coming.
Well, tell
months.
Us about your band. Like what? Like the style? Do you have a band name or what?
Well, we did, but we found out that it's just not a very good band name. So
are you gonna like bounce off me?
We're gonna change it
because I'm a Virgo. Tell me, and I'll tell you if I agree.
Well,
because I'm very critical.
I was rolling around the idea of the Shaken Babies, but apparently I like
the Shaken Babies.
I talked to a lot of parents and a lot of women that just said,
shut
you know,
up.
That's
I'm a parent.
It's very it's not a good name, right?
Shaken Babies is the raddest bad band name ever.
Well, you know.
It's rad and it's bad.
It's okay. It's
No, I like the Shaken
we'll
Babies.
We'll see. We could change it up, but there you go.
I like that. No, actually, I actually think that's pretty...
Do you know how much hate mail we'd get?
Really?
You know, like we'd do like a t-shirt of like, you know, graphic of you shaking a baby. Like, oh my goodness. I'd get fired. I'm a teacher.
Well, you are a teacher and I have two kids, but that doesn't bother me. I'm just saying, like, I mean, it's not
that's
like I shake my children.
Anita has a sense of humor.
No, I do. And I mean, like, you got to, like, be less serious in life, people. Not
yeah,
really.
I know. I'm
just
with
saying.
You.
I agree with you. But, okay.
I'm with you. So, anyways, that's my life story. Okay. And just, please, people, come out and see good music. And a lot of the stuff we played tonight is really kind of, you know, trying to encompass that, you know, aside from Japan. You might not be able to go to Japan, but you might be able to go see the Lion Traps. So,
or for example, Nervous Talk. We're going to play them next.
Or Fashionism,
or the Mandelbaums, all those bands. And so we're going to play some Nervous Talk next.
And we are going to play some Nervous Talk. And we're going to actually, I don't know how many people are listening, but this song goes out to Shane. He plays bass for Nervous Talk, and he's quite an amazing guy. He got injured yesterday, and he's healing. Slowly, so we want to dedicate this track to
poor
Shane.
And
please heal up.
It was all over Facebook, and apparently he got the shit kicked out of him by some peony.
I wouldn't say that. Shane can hold his own. He was
He was like
improperly beaten. Yes.
Well, that's what happened, and they are going to be sued, and they have to be, and that's completely wrong.
Right.
So poor guy. I'm saying.
We gotta give it up.
So anyways, okay, so let's hear some Nervous Talk, and the song we're going to hear, I think, is their hit.
It's my favorite from the...
Different Person.
From the cassette, as you can hear.
Yep, we got the cassette.
Can you hear it? Yeah. We have no cassettes, so cassette players in the new studio here. But you know what? They're coming back. I've made it happen. Well, I haven't made it happen, but apparently a lot of CITR members want cassettes back, so they're coming back.
Yeah.
So here we are, Nervous Talk.
So here, this is Nervous Talk on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Represent the endless possibilities. It's just a domino. Of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
All right, that is it, folks. Myself and CJ are on our way out of here. And, of course, we have Val with her show, Folk Oasis. And thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.
Anytime, buddy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love playing music for people.
Really? This is awesome.
And yeah, in the last second I have, I want to say hi to Chiggy.
Aw, Chiggy, right? This is your girlfriend?
Yeah, she's awesome.
The love of your life?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Hi, Chiggy. We all love you.
Yeah, thank you.
awesome.
Anyways, yes, thank you. Thank you, Vancouver. You're awesome.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey.
Sorry, that was some Jack Mercer just popped in there. I don't know what happened there.
Jack Mercer can wait.
Jack Mercer, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right, awesome. And so I will be back in 2 weeks. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. And Val is on with her show, Folk Oasis, after a few